This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 13th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather in Israel today is pleasant, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys sunny spells, while Eilat remains warm and inviting. A perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, war overshadows BRICS Forum, bringing together Iran and UAE in India, according to Times of Israel earlier today. Also, a report from Ynet just in states that the Mossad chief visited UAE during the Iran war to help coordinate military moves. Also this hour, Hezbollah launches largest drone swarm attack on Israel's northern border, reports I-24 News from earlier today. Separately, an Israeli report published by Forward from earlier today seeks to shift the debate on October 7 sexual violence from denial to accountability. And finally, Netanyahu told 60 Minutes that the fight with Hezbollah should be seen as separate from the Iran war, as reported by JTA in earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. IL Red Alert posted just minutes ago detailing that Mossad chief David Bernea made at least two secret trips to the UAE in March and April for war coordination discussions with Iran. Why? Net News posted earlier today that the New York Times relied on a Hamas-linked group for an IDF sexual violence report, according to a column by Pulitzer winner Nicholas Kristof. Michel Kotler-Wunsch, an Israeli politician, writing on X just now, criticized an opinion piece in the New York Times, labeling it as blood libel and accusing it of using sources linked to Hamas. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the BRICS Forum in India. The Times of Israel reports a backdrop of tension as Iran urges the forum to condemn U.S.-Israeli strikes. Tehran's own actions in the region complicate diplomatic efforts. The forum highlights ongoing geopolitical strains that could affect regional stability. Turning to the Mossad chief's visit to the UAE, Ynet reveals Israel's strategic moves to bolster defense ties, including sending Iron Dome batteries. This collaboration follows reports of the UAE striking an Iranian refinery. Such alliances emphasize shifting dynamics in Middle East security. Meanwhile, I-24 News reports Hezbollah's drone swarm attack on Israel's northern border earlier today. This escalation marks the largest of its kind, signaling heightened tensions. For civilians, this means increased alertness and potential disruptions along the border. In a related development, Forward highlights a new Israeli report on sexual violence during the October 7 attacks. The report aims to foster accountability and counter denial narratives. This shift could influence international perceptions and support for Israel's stance. Finally, Netanyahu's comments on 60 Minutes stress separating the Hezbollah conflict from the broader Iran war. As JTA reports, this distinction could affect diplomatic strategies and alliances, particularly with the U.S. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports an employment catastrophe as Israeli workers become 25% more expensive, sparking concerns over labor costs. Separately, CTEC features Ibex Investors CEO Justin Boris, who suggests that Israel's conflict conditions catalyze technological innovation. And finally, Globes discusses Israel's real interest rate, the highest in the West, and examines its impact on the Bank of Israel's policy decisions. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 3 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.